My carry-on, a black backpack, contained an airtight box with 8 chambers for all my vitamins. I didn't want to bring a number of bulky vitamin bottles on vacation, vitamins I took to help protect my body from the chemo. Who knows what all those colored pills would look like to a stranger? Was I a drug smuggler? Who carried this many pills? A small group of people had formed behind me. I'm sure I had started to work up a sweat. The 2 security guards pushed their hands into my backpack. One found the airtight box and opened the lid. A rainbow of vitamins gleamed under the terminal's fluorescent lights. Now I was reduced to a teenager with stash. The uniformed woman said, "What are these, herbs?" "I have multiple myeloma," I said. I hated to have to play the cancer card. "Come on, Daddy," Maya pleaded. Suddenly my 4-year-old daughter had reappeared from the tunnel. She saw her daddy shoeless, a security guard going up and down his back with a wand, 2 more security guards looking through his backpack. I didn't know how to explain any of this to her. She was new to airplanes. Clouds were still cotton candy. Flying was magic. "You guys do a thorough job," I said, trying to brush off the sting of humiliation. "Thanks," said the man, who looked overworked. "Some people get pretty angry." Soon the contents were back in the bag and my shoes returned. Maya pulled me into the tunnel, leading me by the hand. There we were, father and daughter in red, white, and blue t-shirts, headed to Wisconsin to celebrate Independence Day. While Maya looked ahead, excited to begin her vacation, her father remained silent for the longest time.